relevant questions.
Anyone can try to answer. And can discuss it. So.
Question.
When people ask, what is your religion? What do you tell them?
Say, Vaishnava. Krishna.
You always think it's Hindi.
Krishna.
Totals for your mom. You like to read the totals, yeah?
No?
Anyway, I always tell them, you know, when they say, ask you, is that kind of religion? I always tell them, you know, it don't go directly on the answer, on the question they have. I always tell them, it's about ancient Indian culture and philosophy, you know.
Okay.
It's more philosophical book, you know. That's crazy, now with translation. But in the ancient Indian culture, you know, philosophy and religion always belongs together, you know. It's one, you know. So it's about the Vedas, maybe you've heard about the Vedas, Sanskrit.
A lot of them say, well, this book is a Hindu book.
Not Hindu, it's from the Vedas. Sanskrit, you know, show the Sanskrit, you know, always have open books, you know, and show them. That's over 5,000 years old, this book, you know. Hinduism is something later, you know. Don't find in the Vedas. Vedas are the mother of all the religions, in our cultures and philosophies. Veda means knowledge, you know. But in these books we find all kinds of knowledge about life.
Some of us, they have the great fortune of going out with you, you know, all this
great fortune.
Maybe you can explain some of this psychology that you use when you distribute, you know, big books, parking lots, or, you know,
different methods.
Yeah. I mean, and the mentality that you have to have, different things that we should get as a kid, you know, to increase our big book distribution instead of, you know, small books.
Mm-hmm. And the main thing is, you know, the desire to pass out big books. That you have this desire. And then, what I'm doing, you know, I never stay in one place. I always circulating, you know, and go to different places, you know. Sometimes somebody comes on the street, somebody in the car, comes on the car. Especially when I distribute here in New York or in a bigger city, you know. I always walk, you know. Up and down the streets or around the house block, you know. Wherever people are, you know. Sometimes even somebody comes out of a shop, or I go sometimes in the shop. It looks very interesting, you know. Then I try to pass out the book there, you know. Some more spontaneously, you know, I try to find the people, you know, by just wandering around. And so in this way you can also avoid envious people who come out maybe from the shop, you know. Or people on the street, they see you all the time on the same spot, you know, they maybe call the police, or they come and disturb you, bark around. So in this way you can avoid that, you know. That's actually my technique, I always walk, you know. Always walking. Especially in the cities, you know. In parking lots, I also have to walk, you know, from car to car. And then I always give them directly a book, you know. I practically don't shake their hands. In Europe, we don't do that. And, you know, people have always just dirty hands. And anyway, many people, they don't like it. It's a little strange, you know, come down in the city, you know. You meet somebody comes to you and shakes their hands. And they're not used to it, you know. Then they maybe stop, you know, but then they see the book, you know, then they maybe, most of them, you know, they will say, no, I don't want to go. So I always go around and I'm in the mood, you know, passing out. Passing, how is that? Passing out? Passing out these books. Pass out books. But then always there's somebody who will take, you know, who will keep a book in hand. And then they have the book in the hand and you explain in short, you know, in a short way about the book. And then from where he comes from, you know, you can introduce yourself. That's actually mostly three questions that people have when they have a book, you know. That is, who are you? You know, what you are doing, you know. What's the book, what's about the book, and how much you want. So when you can ask these questions already, answer this question in a short time, you know, then the people are generally satisfied and they become confident of the books, you know, and they take a book. Yes or no, you know, maybe they take, they don't take, they don't waste your time. You have to find people who are interested, you know, or somehow a little innocent, you know, who will, what is that, Neugierigkeit?
Curiosity,
you know, to read some of these books, or become attracted because these books look very nicely.
So when you stop someone, that's a very important part, you know, when you're reading books, just to stop the person. There's different techniques that we have learned, you know, mainly. You show the hand. Where are you from? You're going here, you're going there,
you're
from the city. You use the same type of...
Yeah, I ask you from the town or outside. So in this way you can stop somebody. Then especially they think, you know, you are a tourist. And they want to... And at least stop. So in this way you can bring them to stop.
So as soon as they stop, then you give them the book?
I in general find, you know, when you just ask the people from where they come from, you also have to introduce yourself. And you have to tell who are you, you know. Then I tell them I'm from Switzerland, I'm a yoga teacher, you know. And I'm passing out these books here today, you know. But you can also take one, you know, it's a promotion, we don't sell them today. The books about ancient culture, philosophy, you know, in India. Maybe I've heard about yoga, meditation, and so on. Then I open the book, show them the Sanskrit, and show them the picture part. Then in this way you make them, you try to make them interested. And when you see that they're, then they ask, you know, the next thing is that they ask, you know, how much you want, you know. Then they say, yeah, in the shop it costs about $18. For today, we ask something for the printing cost, you know, to cover the printing price. So they're the first 100 samples, you can also say, you know, so therefore it's a promotion. I have limited books to pass out like that for the price, for this price, you know. Then you can say people get $5-$10, more or less, you know. Then when you see that he doesn't flip out, you know, with the $5-$10, some they will flip out, and then you see, you don't have to present him another book, then you just try to give him either the big books, try to get at least $3, $4, $5, you know, for the big book. And otherwise, you know, you show him that we have also some small books. So in this way, he maybe take a small book and give you $1 or $2, you know, a couple of dollars. Or whatever he can give, you know, whatever change he has. So in this way, you can pass out at least one book, a small book. But then when he is ready, you know, to give $5 or $10, then you should immediately present him another book, you know, before he paid. And when the sellers finish, you know, when they already gave, only very few they give more when you ask them, you know, when you give them another book. Therefore, it's better you give him before he paid another book, like the Bhagavad Gita or the Kapila. The first, I always give the Bhagavatam, first canto. That should be the first book, mass distribution book, hardbound. First canto, 1-1. Then you try to give him the Bhagavad Gita, show him that it's a favorite book of Mahatma Gandhi. Herman has maybe the autonomia, some of them. Mm-hmm. Some other, can quote some other, Amazon, whoever. Mm-hmm. And that's also a very nice conclusion about self-realization, peace of mind, you know, that we all need nowadays here in the Western world, not to become more peaceful, more happy in life. everybody's frustrated, more or less. So this book makes you happy. And it's a book about self-realization, how you can find your own self and personality. Describes also the nature and so on. It holds in short, you know, describe a little. So then you give him this Bhagavad Gita. Then you tell them, so I give you this also because you're a nice man, you know, you look very interesting. So I don't take both. Or even a third one, you know. Then you can show him the copy of the thousand book. Very nice, interesting book. Teachings of Kapila. So was a great sage, you know, many, many centuries ago, thousands of years ago. He was teaching yoga process, self-realization. Then this is when you try to give them two, three books, or even more. Then you ask, you know, then you tell them, you know, that in the book shop that costs maybe $70 out. $100, you know, then, you know, like 5 books. So the day just give something. $50, $100, $1,000. But at least, you know, when somebody doesn't flip out between $5 and $10, these people always can get at least $10, $15, $20 for these 2, 3, or 4 books. And you have to be, convinced, you know, when you're speaking, you know. Not shaking or doubting, you know, so have some fear. Then it's the purity, you know, like Prabhupada says, the purity is the force, you know, you have to be pure by presenting this book. You don't should have any fear or how they will react, will they take or will they not take. It's all mental. You should be convinced, you know, that you can take 2 books. And everybody who can take 1 book and can also buy 2 books. Everybody who buy 2 books, you can also buy 3 books. And you are convinced. Right? Like we always say in our Sankirtan meetings, you know, it's more easy to distribute 100 books than 10 books. Why? Because when you distribute 100 books, you know, you are empowered by Krishna. When you're empowered by Krishna, books flying out like anything. You know? When you distribute 10 books, you know, every book is a struggle, you run around, you know, for 7 hours and distribute maybe 10 books, you know. It's very hard work. So it's more easy to distribute 100 books, you know, because you are Krishna's grace is here, you know, Krishna's mercy. And it's more easy to distribute 200 books than 100 books. You don't have to understand. The more books you actually distribute, that means the more Krishna's grace is here, Krishna's mercy. And how you get Krishna's mercy? By surrendering. By following the process. Like Prabhupada said, there's no other thing than to follow, become a good follower. The rules and regulations. And that purifies you. Purity is the force. So when you're pure, when you're out there, you know, then that will attract the people. And the books are completely pure. Even when we are not full pure, you know, but the books, we have to be convinced that books are pure. They are not different from Krishna. They will purify the people. Maybe we are not. Maybe we are Maya the whole day. Already in the morning, you know. Bad chanting, you know, could not go to Mangalati, completely spaced out in the morning program, could not chant, not hear, I could. But then when you go out, you know, then, you know, somehow you have faith, you know, to go out and distribute books, satisfy Prabhupada and Krishna. And somehow Krishna send you nice people. And sometimes you think you are chanting very good, you know, and you are real fired up, pure. So you go out and you meet one demon after another and you struggle like anything. And then we always can say it's Krishna's mercy, you know, that we can pass out something. You know. So when you have the desire to always go out, then with the time you become more and more expert how to distribute. So in the beginning, maybe you cannot distribute big books, so many. So what I advise, especially here in New York, you know, you pass out more small books, with invitation cards, maybe some prasadam, I don't know, but mostly small books, and have a desire to at least one book in a day, big book. So in this way, many devotees started. Then with the time you get a desire, maybe become used to distribute one book, and many small books, maybe 20 small books, or 30 small books, and one big book. But then you become very much in the mood of book. Then you also, maybe you meet 2 persons a day where you can distribute 2 big books. Then maybe 3, then 5, and then 10. Then in the end you get the taste, you know, this will more big books than small books. Or all together, as much as possible. Right? But we have always to begin with one big book, you know. Like Harinamananda, whenever he goes out, he always says, you know, oh, I'm happy today when I can distribute one book. He don't think, so, no, I go out and distribute 200 books today. We should always be surprised, we should always be the dependent Krishna. But have the desire to distribute unlimited books, as many as possible. But be happy, you know, just to distribute one book. You know. Then another one, the Krishna surprises yourself, you know. Like Harinamananda always says, I myself don't understand how this book's going out. That's the mystery, you know. Somebody who's empowered, he forgets himself, you know. He doesn't even understand himself how it's going. In the end, you know, he's himself astonished, you know, that he had so many books, and you know, suddenly he has 200 or 300 books, you know, or more. Because in 15 minutes you can distribute 20 books, or like that. 1 hour, 100 books. It's happened sometimes, you know.
So how can we, you say this conviction is very important.
Mm.
So this is difficult to maintain, this conviction in the books, in what you're doing.
Mm.
Because when you have this conviction, then you can approach people, and then they accept, they take.
Mm.
So, but sometimes it's difficult to say how to maintain this, you know, how can we do it?
Maintain it by association. The devotees will have this conviction. Every temple or somehow other there are some devotees around who have this conviction. So you have to copy, to keep association. Hearing about Sankirtan lectures, you know. Whenever there's a Sankirtan meeting, maybe here in the county, you know, we should try to arrange, come together, you know. I think that will help a lot here in America, and at least once in a year you should have a Sankirtan meeting for whole America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the Sankirtan devotees coming together somewhere. Or at least from the East Coast, you know, would you come all together. Like we have this in Europe, you know, we have the German Sankirtan meeting of the whole European once in a year.
Mm.
With the German also, as an other day. So we have at least 2 or 3 Sankirtan meetings where many devotees coming together from different countries, different yatras. So it's always very enlivening. And all the young devotees, they become so much enlivened. This association, kirtans, there's practically the whole day kirtans, and Sankirtan yagya, Sankirtan katha, feast, all the just the next thing.
Yes. And for us, you know, the traveling Sankirtan devotees, sometimes we have more association because we meet other Sankirtan devotees. But for those devotees who stay here in the temple, how can you advise them?
Yeah, the point is, you know, the temple president, you know, he has to create the Sankirtan atmosphere in the temple.
Mm.
Like in many temples, you know, in Europe, you know, the Sankirtan atmosphere is there. The temple president is himself as a former Sankirtan leader or good book distributor. Therefore he naturally wants to support and to propagate, always encourage in the temple Sankirtan as much as possible. The classes, you know, have to be focused on Sankirtan. You know, not just philosophy, it's always the essence should also be, should be here, we should go out, you know, pass out this philosophy, you know, this nectar. Most of the devotees are trained on that, you know, that has to be the essence. And there's always special arrangement for the Sankirtan devotees when they come back, you know. The devotees are not, it's not the mood crazy, oh now the fanatics are back again, you know. Making politics and bow-wow, you know. Like fault finders, you know. Heavy guys. No, and then they're happy, you know. And there's always a big kirtan in the evening. Saturday evening, all the Sankirtan devotees coming back, there's big kirtan, call it pralaya kirtan, destruction kirtan. Everybody flies around, you know. Anyway, kirtan. Then prasadam, the special, all the maha of the day is held back for the Sankirtan devotees when they come back. Get special maha, you know. Offer a little more on Saturday than they did. On Sunday also, Sunday is a nice Sankirtan program. It's class and everything. Begins with Mangalartik, you know, everybody's already fired up for Mangalartik, heavy Mangalartik. Then Sankirtan class and Guru Puja. Then nice feast, two feasts, you know.
Two feasts.
Morning and Sunday feast. And Sankirtan devotees have practically nothing to do with the... most of them don't have to do with the Sunday feast. They just can prepare their cars and also go out again. Clean the car and put the books in it and prepare for next week. Or read and just prepare, you know, take relax. You know. And the temple with devotees take part in the, mostly on the Sankirtan and the Sunday feast for the guests. Sometimes they ask the one of the Sankirtan devotees to take part, give maybe a lecture once, or help, and they don't have so much. Many devotees and they help, you know, naturally. But when they are not devotees, you know, then they always just can fix them on the mission, you know, prepare the cars. And then they have a Sankirtan meeting at 11 o'clock every Sunday. That was a Sankirtan meeting, all the results of the week become, they read all the results of the week. So then practically after the feast, most of them they leave already, go to Sankirtan. But then Monday morning can they be on the street. Or they leave Monday morning early. So the Sankirtan atmosphere is to be created in the temple. And that's for that there's a temple president. No, the temple president naturally should be the Sankirtan leader. And there's also a Sankirtan leader who works with the temple president together, and then it's a nice atmosphere for it. So then it's very difficult to forget Sankirtan in this atmosphere here. So that has to be. Then imagine the spirit is here. Whenever a new devotee comes, you know, he stays two months in the Bhakta class, Bhakta program, 2-3 months. And he learns the philosophy and also becomes prepared to go on Sankirtan. Goes out in Harinas, passes out invitation cards and prasadam. Or maybe the Bhakta trainer trains him already after this little small book. Or PTG, something like that. Magazines, whatever. Then he knows already, you know, he becomes already trained up in the temple, you know. And then the Sankirtan devotee is coming back on Sunday with all the fire. And then he sees, you know, that all the Sankirtan, they're real fired up. So they also naturally get the desire, you know. Then they ask him, you know, so when you come out, you know. He comes himself, you know, when I can come out, you know. I also like to go to him and get the nectar. Right? So they come from themselves, you know. They have actually so many devotees, they want the Sankirtan, they cannot not even let them go. They have to stay back in the temple. They like to go. So actually everybody should like to go in Sankirtan. And that's our life, at least once in a week. At least understand the importance of Sankirtan. by praying for the Sankirtan devotees. Even the Pucharis, you know, they're praying for it. In the Maratha, they make special yagyas, that they can distribute more books. And some special mantras, you know, from book distribution. Very secret. There's one devotee has I think it's Vara something. Varaha Shila. So that he's very good for Shastra and distribution. It's very merciful. So anyway, everybody has to be, like I told this morning in the class, everybody should feel himself a part of the Sankirtan movement. Should not feel himself separate from the Sankirtan movement, otherwise there's something wrong. Everybody is more or less a Sankirtan devotee, even he doesn't go out himself, but when he understands and supports the Sankirtan movement, you know, then it's also Sankirtan. And when he performs the devotional service in the temple, in this mood, you know, then he's also Sankirtan devotee. And there's no friction when we have this mood. Like sometimes there's friction between Sankirtan devotees and temple devotees, isn't it? But when this mood is here, there's no friction. It's a nice atmosphere.
Remember that he's not the
doer
but Krishna is.
No. How you can remember?
How can I remember that I'm not the one that's
pursuing it?
How can I have that consciousness
so
I don't think that I actually do it, but Krishna?
But just going on, you know, we become very nicely trained up by Krishna. And you want to go out and distribute books, you know. So long you think, you know, you are the doer and be attached to the result, you cannot do it actually. So the results go automatically down, you feel yourself frustrated. Therefore, you know, when that's happened, you know, that you have to remember Krishna and surrender. And when you do that, then you immediately feel happy. And Krishna will reveal himself to you. Yetamam prabhadante, tamsatai vachamyam. He reveals to you according to your surrender and desire. So when you forget him, you know, then maybe it's because somehow it goes on a little. Books are still going out. But at certain points, it goes more and more down, you know. And you don't feel like somehow happy, really. Then you know what you have to do. Then immediately when you do it, then you become happy. Therefore, that's always the question we have, you know. For whom I distribute these books, you know. Who is the doer and who is the enjoyer? These questions should always be clear, you know. And the answer is also. It's mostly these three things when we are out and some problems are, I don't know, because we forgot who is actually the doer. We become attached to the fruits of the results. Suddenly think, I'm the doer, no, I distribute these books. I'm the Shakti behind everything, you know. I'm, because I'm smiling, you know, they buy a book. You know. You forget that Krishna smiles through you, you know. What's the use of your smile when you're Maya, you know? Then it's just Maya Shakti, you know? Nobody's attractive, you know? Then everybody smiles same way like you, you know, artificially. But then Krishna smiles through you, and the purity of Krishna shines through you, then that's attractive. But then you don't forget one moment, you know, that you are the doer. Not the doer. And some, actually our philosophy is simultaneously we are the doer, one sense of ours and not the, one, the same time ours are not the doer. Actually, so we should think. We should not think, so now Krishna will everything do, so now I'm ready, Krishna, you can empower me, wait, you know. Mm-hmm. No, we have to do first. We have to make the first step, and we have to endeavor, we have to buy, have the books, you know, and take the books on the arms, you know. We cannot distribute a set or two or three books or five books or a big book when we don't have the book with us. So that endeavor has to come from us, right? Like when Arjuna was fighting, you know, he could not say, so now Krishna, you can fight for me. He had to fight. He was the expert. But he was, in the same time, he was fully dependent on Krishna. Then Krishna empowered him. He protected him. The whole inspiration came from Krishna. But the first thing we have to do,
You have to fight. That is all Krishna wants. You have to fight. Then Krishna acts through you. Right? Then when you're out on the battlefield and fight, you know, for Krishna, passing out his books, you know, then just let it flow. Don't become mental. That's the problem now, you know, we come immediately attached through this course, you know, we are so fruitive, then immediately come on the mental platform, we begin to calculate, and how many can I, oh, when I, now in 1 hour, 15 books, and how many go on like that, you know, in 5 hours, I have 75 books, you know. 100 books, 75 books, or maybe 100 books again when I go a little longer maybe tonight, stay out a little longer and make maybe 100, you know, then it will be the best of the day or the week. Mm-hmm. Become immediately fruitive, you know, soon you go. So therefore we have to stop the mind here, you know, the rascal. That's the most difficult thing. Always sparks, you know, in good and bad times, always sparks around. Therefore we have to transcend the mind, or the mind has to become so much spiritualized, you know, that you know, that it just becomes an instrument, you know, to pass out books. Like Hari Navananda, he can distribute many books or whatever, you know, he never becomes puffed up, he never thinks I'm the doer. Somebody can give him $1,000 donation, you know, he still asks for more. He's bold, you know. You think, oh, no, thank you very much, you know, bye-bye, let's go as fast as possible, disappear, you know, hide yourself, before you realize that I'm Hare Krishna. But you know, he's bold enough to ask for more. Take some more books, you know. And then he made the business, you know, then he goes to the next, you know. Unattached, he forgets the whole thing, you know. It doesn't have in the mind anymore, oh, now somebody gave me $1,000, oh, now the day is successful, you know. He forgets immediately, goes to the next one.
That's
not
karma.
Huh?
Karma.
That's
he loses karma.
It's done.
That is karma,
he said.
Karma.
Karma.
Karma. Karma. What's his dharma?
Dharma is
occupation. Occupation?
His duty.
It's everyone's dharma. His age. Sanatana dharma. Sankirtan yagya.
Yeah, it's
also your dharma.
Prescribed duty.
It's also your dharma. Yeah. Not only his. Yeah, it's nothing that you, that he distributes books for you. You have to do it. What's about your dharma?
Yeah, I do it
sometimes.
It's a backlog.
Yes, yeah. It's just telling. Why not his dharma?
Confirmed.
Yeah, you have to be unattached, go to the next one. Like the, even the materialistic salesman, they learn that. But when you have the power of positive thinking, maybe you've heard about that. Power of positive thinking means you never think bad about somebody. Although he maybe is, you know, he tells you heavy words or blasphemes you or whatever. But never think bad before or after him. No, always be positive, you know. So give him a book. And when the sale is made, you know, when he took one, then you have to forget this person and everything and go to the next one. And when the next one doesn't take a book, then you have to forget that person and go to the next one. Understand? And so we have to always forget whatever the person did before, positive or negative. Otherwise it becomes collected here in the mind.
Stored
in the mind, and then it disturbs in your distribution, your thoughts, you know, your thinking, you know, about the next last person. You know. You have to forget them and go to the next one. And when you are with the person together, you have to just meditate just about how I can make this person Krishna conscious. This person is sent by Krishna to you to give them a book, to bring them in contact with Krishna. Or maybe it's his only the only chance that he meets a devotee in his life, you know. You should think like that. So maybe he doesn't get a second chance, maybe he dies already tomorrow. without a book.
In other words, keep remembering Krishna, the Supreme Person, not this particular person.
Right? Understand? So you have to go on. And try to give this person, you know, these books. Meditate about it. Don't think on other things when you speak with one person. And as soon as you think on other things, and 10,000 other, you have 10,000 other things in your head, attachments or whatever, you know, then it doesn't work. Then your mind, you know, then the mind is not there. Your consciousness is not there. Therefore, when the consciousness is not there, Krishna is not there. Therefore, you only make mechanical dissolution, no? That doesn't work. Maybe you can do it for some time, but when your mind and intelligence is not also included in the Sankirtan Yajna, and you only do it mechanically with your material Shakti, then it becomes saturated, you know, it becomes static, goes down, result. But when you surrender to Krishna and you have with your whole full consciousness, body, mind and intelligence and words, then it becomes ecstatic, it's dynamic, you know, and it explodes. Right?
Yeah, sometimes you find, when you find yourself in situations that you're, let's say, here in New York, you find yourself like in a river of people, so you go like from one person to another. At least myself, I find sometimes that I discriminate between people. I mean, as you say, okay, I'm stopping these people, and when I stop him, all these people, looks like he's going to take a big book. Mm. It looks like he has, you know, nice karma, you know. But then these people doesn't look like, you know, he will take a big book, so I give it a small book, you know, so that type of discrimination is going on.
Anyway, it's not the karma that he takes the book. You have to understand, it's not his karma. Krishna consciousness and devotional service has nothing to do with karma. It's mercy. Understand that? So therefore, even people who doesn't have the karma, you know, who have made very bad karma from your point of view, you know, who suffer like anything and thinking that he doesn't understand one drop of philosophy, you know, he will take a book. He'll take even a whole set.
Yeah.
Actually, most people, when I buy a book, it's the people I never think they will buy a book. And for those who I think that he looks nicely, he will take a book, he never takes. It's nonsense. Right? Everybody makes this renunciation. Huh? It's not our thinking now, who will take a book and who not. Who are you? Who are we? You can decide who will buy a book and who not. So therefore, when Lord Chaitanya distributed love of Godhead, you know, he did, without distinction, he gave Krishna consciousness to everybody. He didn't care, you know, who is fit and who is not. So in the same way, we have to try without distinction, pass out these books. We have also to find out, you know, sometimes you are in the right line, you know, some are in the wrong line. They say, you know, sometimes it goes, everyone takes, you know. Sometimes you meet the line, you know, nobody takes. So then somehow we have to pray to Krishna, you know, to please Krishna, you know. I'm here now with the books, you know, and I tried very hard, you know, and you can imagine, you can do with me whatever you like, but maybe you can guide me, you know, that I can find the right people, or that you send the right people to, who are interested in, take a book. And then suddenly, you know, maybe then Krishna gives you a line, you know, then one after another suddenly they take a book. And so naturally, you know, when you distribute in the city, you always see, you know, who is very dull, you know. You can, with the time, you can see, you know, who after realization, you know, who will take a book and who not, which kind of people you should not approach. Especially in New York, I can imagine, you meet, you know, which people you should not approach, you know. A lot of them, you know. So you have to somehow look a little, go to the nectar, you know. But don't be too mental, you know. You know what I mean? Don't be too mental. Then you have to pass it out, you know. Just whoever is around. Another question? You want to say something?
I think you're saying that the purity, divine, the person may materially may have so much qualification, but because you're not acting in the material platform, you have to be, if you're actually acting in the spiritual platform and be able to transcend that materialistic inebriety in the person, and he'll be able to actually appreciate the value of both by your purity.
Mm.
Yeah. You spoke about spontaneous dissolution. When we're starting out, there's no very little spontaneity, you know. But the devotees like Harinamananda, it's a spontaneous love for Krishna, you know. They're doing everything out of love. I haven't developed that mood. How do you develop the mood? Love, you know, like develop actual, you know, doing the service out of full love, and that's how we can become, like you said, you know, everything.
How long are you in the movement now?
Not even a year.
Huh?
No, but I mean, I'm sure the devotees who've been here longer that also might feel the same way. I don't want to speculate. Right? I mean.
Yeah, sure.
Genuinely.
But anyway, it's come, like I told this morning, it's not, it doesn't come from one day to another.
Yeah. Right.
One has to be patient. And follow the process and try whatever you can do. And try to improve that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have desire.
Mm-hmm.
But that's even Harinamananda. They're actually very much fixed on the spiritual master, you know. They're so absorbed in the spiritual master to satisfy him, you know, with his book dissolution. You know. That becomes so much inspiration through just his meditation.
That's
the mercy. It's a reciprocation, you know. And the sage spiritual master is behind it, you know. He desires so much that these books become printed and distributed. So naturally, as a disciple, you want to fulfill his desire, you know, to satisfy him. It's a reciprocation. It's an, how do you say, a teamwork between spiritual master and disciple. So in this way, you catapult yourself,
oh,
you know. Back home and all that. No? Teamwork, you know. The spiritual master inspires you, no, to distribute books, devotional service. And when you improve, and when the spiritual master sees that you're improving, bringing like nice results and surrendering is going on, purification is going on, he becomes more satisfied, you know, more pleased and more ecstatic. Then the disciple sees this again and he becomes more ecstatic, you know. So it's a competition, you know, like a capital. You
know. Catapult.
Catapult. You catapult yourself, you know.
Anyway.
Back home, back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I cannot imagine, I was not so much. But I can imagine that this time, you know, when Prabhupada was here, and he was pushing Dinshit books, and he was writing the books in LA or wherever he went, you know, he was, the devotees and other, they heard how he was writing in the middle of the night, and was dictating, you know, the, you know, dictaphone, the book, all the Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when the devotees are meditating so much about that, you know, that actually the spiritual master, he wants so much, you know, that these books become translated and printed and distributed. that the devotees felt so much deep love and gratitude to Prabhupada, his endeavor, you know, he practically gave his whole life, you know, without sleeping, just to bring out his books. So what's the disciple's business, you know? And he also thinks a little, you know, what I should do. I have to relieve my spiritual master from his burden, he got from his spiritual master. They all got a burden, you know? The spiritual master gets a burden from his spiritual master. And so in Lord Chaitanya, he has the burden, but like devotees like Haridas Thakur or such devotees, you know, they want to relieve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his burden. And help him to take some of this burden on his shoulders. So somewhere or other we have to feel gratitude that the spiritual master does for us, you know, or did for us. We should appreciate him, you know, and we should try to relieve him. We take also responsibility upon us, our own self. Don't put more on him, you know, take more away from him, you know. Don't think, you know, he's like an ass that can give him more and more, you know, too. He's empowered, you know. But I cannot take responsibility. I'm useless, you know. That's not good. He should give his best, you know, for the mission of the spiritual master. And I think this absorption, you know, that keeps you and empowers you most in the country.
Yeah.
Spiritual master. And also how all the devotees in the world, you know, distribute books. And you hear about their results. As I also told in Boston, you know, this competition between the BBT. And you see the BBT produces so many books. Then you cannot sit around in the temple. Decide to start just by chanting, you know. You see the book clutters, the books, the storehouse of love of God, that they're full, you know. You want to empty them out. It's natural, you know. You want to distribute these books. I thought about in one famous letter that he said, so now you have so many books, you know, you printed so many books, so what's that, you know, you don't can distribute them, what's the use to print so many books? Books are here to distribute, you know. Don't leave them in the storehouse, they only become yellow in the storehouse. So you don't want to have yellow or grey books, or the mouses eat them up. Not the food for mouses, rats. So they become completely dusty, you know. So we have to distribute them. The more we actually distribute, then the BBT, the devotees become more inspired. And they print more books. Right? They print more books. The more cheaper books, so they can distribute even more books. Actually, the more books they distribute, the more the books become cheap. And they can print more quantity, and the books become always nicer, always cheaper. And so in this way they become more attractive, and you can pass out more books at once. So in this way, Sankirtan can always increase, every year. Because it's this teamwork here between BBT. BBT is the heart, you know. Lakshmi is the blood, you know. So when we actually become a part of the BBT, to pass out these books, you know, then we become connected, you know, with Prabhupada's heart. BBT is Prabhupada's heart, you know. So when you want to keep Prabhupada alive, you know, when you want to keep him alive, you have to print and distribute his books. That feeds the heart of ISKCON, you know.
So you were saying that the devotees in Europe, the meditation on the Guru is very set for the most driving force, inspiration to it every day.
Guru, BBT, and Vaishnavas, how they also become absorbed in this mission of Guru.
Right. Yeah, because they're persons, and Krishna is ultimately also a person, that's like almost, we are persons. So. So in America, as we know, this the guru worship is a little neglected, except Prabhupada, of course, but otherwise
it's not so much in the forefront, not so intensely practiced. How can the Sankirtana Buddhas, just for themselves, you know, how can they, like, really like practical hints how they can develop or increase the meditation on the Guru? It is practical. How can they do this practical?
Yeah, it's not bad, and just meditate about Prabhupada, it's very cool.
No. But of course, we never saw Prabhupada.
He's the Supreme Guru.
Yeah, right. We never saw him.
Found Rajana. Nobody can equal him.
Mm.
Everybody's small town. But anyway, you have to have a personal spiritual master, you know, who guides you in the Prabhupada's mission, out of the Krishna consciousness. So you should become also connected to him, you know, and become inspired to him. So how to be him? How to be the means, you know, you have to... You know, it's a delicate question, you know, an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to find guru is not, I would say, you know, you go in a shopping center and buy your, what you like, you know. It's something for Krishna, you know. You're the soul, you know? Super soul. Yasya prasada bhagava prasada, yasya prasada nabhati kato. Spiritual master is sent by Krishna. When he sees that you are ready.
Mm.
And he comes when you are ready. And he gives you, he sends you the spiritual master you need, according to your ability and personality. Therefore, I personally like very much that so many different gurus now, on the behalf of Prabhupada, initiating and inspire them for performing devotional service. And there are so many different kinds of nature and personality, naturally, you know, how great devotees. So somebody has to become attractive, you know, to somebody. Become inspired to serve Krishna. Hmm? So when you are serious, you know, spiritual master serious, then there will be a right fruit. There will be a fruit, you know. So you have to let it flow, you know. And everybody will kindly land.
I've heard it said that when someone gives a nice, generous donation, they take the book and they appreciate the book more because they put more of their hard-earned money into it, so they're going to value it more. And then on the other side, I've heard that when someone takes the book for free, they actually feel like, yes, this book is valueless, you can't put a price on it.
Mm.
So then it makes them value the book more. So which is it?
Which is the?
Which one is the right one?
Which one is the right one?
Yeah.
Depends. I would not, generalize. Well, how would I say? Like put everything under this. Same head, you know. Sometimes even somebody can appreciate the book, you know, when you give him for free, when you give it to the right person, you know. But when you attach to pass out books for free, you know, just to everyone, just to increase your result, that's the wrong attitude. And the people will not reciprocate because Krishna doesn't reciprocate. I give sometimes books for free. Or for very cheap, you know. Even a big book, sometimes I give them $1. You know. He's interested, a nice person, you know, why not? And they appreciate. Because we show them we are volunteers. We are a non-profiteering organization. And so you pass out the books, you know. Especially here in America, you cannot push too much. You know. Then otherwise, you can get bad publicity, you know, people flipping out. So both are good, you know. You have to see that you get the Lakshmi, as much Lakshmi from people who appreciate the books. And I always try, I get as much Lakshmi as possible from everyone. Somebody gives a bigger donation, somebody gives a less donation. Then somebody gives maybe a very much donation, then I can give somebody a book more cheaper. Who is interested? I'll give them even 3-4 books, although they maybe have not the double DVD price, but I know this person is interested, they will read the book. Maybe the other one who gives the big donation, he doesn't read the book even. I saw many people, you know, they give big donation, they threw the book away. Know that. They didn't read. But we know, whatever they give, it's eternal, because they give it in devotional service, we give it in devotional service. It's eternal. They give maybe $50, $100, that's given, you know. That's eternal. That stays in your eternal bank account, Krishna consciousness. That's your good thing. But next life or in some life, you know, that will come back to you. Even when you don't read the book. Maybe you are so misguided, so ruined in your intelligence and your bad habits, bad karma, that you cannot understand the philosophy. But you give a nice donation, so Krishna will help you the next lifetime, give you a better body. And it brings you again in contact with Krishna consciousness, with devotees. Gives you another chance.
Deeper.
So whatever a person gives, you know, like Prabhupada said in a famous lecture, I think it was in LA, whatever, you should just pass out the books, go from person to person, hand to hand, you know, pass these books out, whatever he can give, you know, you should take. Some give more, some less. Otherwise when you always push this double BBT, you know, then many people maybe become burned out. Right? Huh? Mm-hmm. Become burned out because you think, you know, I cannot give it under the double BBT. Why? Don't see why. If somebody gives maybe just a BBT price, you know, then why should you not give him? When somebody is interested, you know, and he maybe has not so much money to him, why should you not give it to him? No? Then we are the creepers, we are the fools. Krishna, we have to understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he gives somebody a book, you know, maybe cheaper, because he's interested, then he can send you another one and give you 10 times more. Send you one person and give you $100. Even sometimes the people steal you maybe a book, but it's not so much happen here. It's very nice. Actually, people are very gentle here. They don't steal the books. They know the book has some value. You have to give them at least something, you know. They immediately give it back when they, or have a bad feeling when they cannot give something, you know. So then you should not give him a book. When he has a bad feeling, you know, then it's better you give him a card and tell him, you know, you can send, or we meet us again, you know, or you can order, or give your address, we can send you one. So this way people are more peaceful. And when you give him too many books, you know, they maybe also feel not so much happy. Give him so many books, he is happy with it. But then not become burned out. Better maybe when you give him 2 books or 3 books, and he maybe give not so much as you expected. In case, you know, you want to take one back, or even 2, you know, and he becomes agitated, better leave him his 3 books. Understand? He will appreciate it. Understand? And then another one gives you more. Sometimes the people also steal a book. Then don't become attached and try to smash him, you know, and try somehow to take this book back. And when you can do it, you know, with logic, arguments, you know, in a nice way, but not, you know, in a chivalry way, with a knife, you know, with a push him in the nose, you know, taking the book out, you know, boom, you know. A little heavy, you know. And then it's better you let him go, you know. Like I say, he cannot steal something better than a book, you know. It's the best thing that he can steal, right? And then another person comes and gives you whatever you lost, you know, for the BBT prize, you know. He gives you more, bigger donation, and so this way you become equal again. Isn't that right, then? Cool. Always in the end, somehow we're passing out the books, in the end, somehow it's double, more or less, you know, double BBT prize. It's about our thing, not our Krishna. No, because Krishna is the supreme controller. And especially, you know, devotees, I always see, you know, as soon as the devotees get the pressure, you know, I have to have double DVD price, and I have to collect now with these books, you know. It becomes so much attached that nothing goes at all. Nothing comes at all. And when there's, yeah, you know, don't be attached and watch me, just pass out and try to get double DVD. Whatever, you know. Then one becomes less attached, and then automatically Lakshmi will come. Prabhupada said, you should not become attached to Lakshmi, just preach. Lakshmi will come automatically. Naturally, we should also endeavor. Not just automatically, you know. We should endeavor the best, you know. Use our intelligence, you know, how to engage him, you know. Krishna service. And the more donation he gives, you can make more advancement. Well, it's not the general thing, you know. You can also make advancement when he gives a smaller donation and reads the book. You can become a devotee. You can even become a devotee without giving a donation at all. He finds the book in a garbage can or on the street or somebody gives it to him. You can become a devotee. No? So there's no rules and regulation how somebody can become a devotee. It's just mercy. Krishna passes out the mercy, you know, in form of these books. He appears in this age in form of book, Harinam, holy name on the books. Satisfying? Huh? Other question?
Another technical question is kind of in reference of question that is not a good. And when you find yourself in a situation that you have to change, so you try to change from the big book to the small book, what do you say to the person? Sometimes they, the person who you're approaching is called
Divya. When you get the big book,
but then you find that he doesn't have much, you know, to offer.
Yeah.
And then you try to change the
book. Yeah, that's an important thing, that you make this change. You have to give him the small books. Immediately when he sees he has not so much money, then you show him also the small book before he gives the money. Understand me? Before he gives the money, you show him the small books, you know, several small books. You have the Higher Days and the King of Knowledge. Make a little introduction in these small books, about two or three, show him. And then, you ask him, give up whatever you like, and you can choose one of his books. And mostly, and then I give a small donation, they take the small book. They know the book has some value, no? You told him you need something for the printing. And so they always choose practically 99% that choose the small book. When they want to have the big book, you know, they become so much attached, you know, they want to only give you one or a couple of dollars, you know, give him. No big deal. I really appreciate it. You can also emphasize, you know, I will tell you, you know, take this small book, you know, for the beginning. That's the best, that's my favorite one. And you'll take this. You emphasize this, they should read only Bhagavad Gita, and then they read Bhagavad Gita. And just distribute Bhagavad Gita. And you emphasize higher taste, you know, then they buy the higher taste. And you emphasize the first canto, you know, then they take the first canto. Then in the end they don't know what's in the book, then they believe in you. You know what's, you know, so how? So you are recommend, you know, like the doctor, you know, you have to recommend, you know, which books are actually good for me, you know, which medicine you should take, you know. So you know somehow, you know, which book are good for him, you know. Don't try to give a Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, somebody who never read a book in his life, you know. Instead you give a maybe a small book or like a, maybe the Bhagavad, yeah, Krishna book, no. Therefore, what we have actually in Europe is we have mass distribution book, Krishna book on science of self-realization. And there's another one is called Bewusste Freude. How we call it?
Conscious pleasure.
Conscious pleasure. That's a trilogy in one hardbound book. There are three books in it, and that's The King of Knowledge, Archivia, I think. Then Matchless Gift. And The Path of Perfection.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. People like it. No Sanskrit, you know. So, like many people, you know, like yesterday we met a lady, you know, flipping out, I cannot read it, you know. This language, you know, I want to read something where it's everything English. You know. When you don't have that book, you know, you have to tell them, you know, it's, you know, it's just all the names, you know. How do you say Chaturanga? Tell it again.
Whenever you see a word that's not in English, you put somebody's name from India that you couldn't translate anyway. Like, what's your name? Mary, Mary, right? So if you go to India, your name is still Mary. Or if you read Dostoevsky,
just all the names of it. But read it, try to read the English, not the Sanskrit, you know. Okay, now one, two questions more. You have to stop.
Sometimes I've met a few people on Sankirtan that are very smart, and they'll actually get you to give them a book free. They say, oh, what, somebody's going to give you a bigger donation. you can give the book to me. I don't have any money. So if they give me an argument that good, I say, okay. At least, you know, they really want it. They don't have anything to give. Like it's not a question, it's just a comment. Like I was in Boston shooting at Faneuil Hall, and this guy came along and he said, I talked to your other friend Chaitanya Nitai last week, but I'm a college student, I don't have any money. He said, can I just stand here and read the book for about 15 or 20 minutes? And gave the book and he stood over there. I actually read the book for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
He was teaching the Lord Kapila. And while he was reading the book, I distributed another book to another guy. He gave a $5 donation, and then later he came back and said, I don't want this book. I don't know why I bought it. I don't want it. So he gave the book back, but he didn't ask for his donation back. So meanwhile, while the guy was reading Lord Kapila, I said, well, you can have it. Somebody already took care of it. So lots of times, things like that happen on Sankirtan.
Should we make our desire
to be mental. Like when you're married, you know. No, when you're married, when you're in love with your husband, you know, then you decide to stay 5 years or 10 years or a lifetime. Huh? You don't think when you're married in the beginning, you know, you stay 1 year or 5 years or 10 years, isn't it? You make the promise whole life. I don't know, maybe in America, no. America has become special, you know, change all 5 years, you know. But in cultivated places, you know, they do, they commit themselves, you know, whole life. But, so it's a question of your love, you know, the attraction to the service, you know, to the person. And when you come to ISKCON, you know, now you join, isn't it? You join?
Yeah.
Huh? So how long you join? 5 years, or 3 years, or 10 years?
Oh, well, planning on my
plan. Okay. Your plan, how you doing?
I'm doing it.
Very good. Yeah. Same thing you have to do in books, you know? And you have to understand a little taste in the beginning of how important book distribution is. You have it? Huh? So you like it?
Yeah.
So I just go keep going. Go on.
how do you know how long you live? Maybe you only live 10 years more, or maybe even 2 months, or maybe you'll die tomorrow, maybe today. That's the problem, you just go on with the service and pray in a humble way. Anyway, you have to process the Trinada Vitunichana. No? Kirtaniya Sadahari. With humility, no? Yeah, you can chant the holy name of the holy name of the Lord constantly. Right? I always chant every morning, did you ask, in the prayer. So the same way with humility and with tolerance and respecting others, we can go on with sankirtan. When you maybe think you will do it, you can do it, maybe you will not do it. And you don't have the right attitude. So we have to pray every day, every morning, every day we have to thank to God, to Krishna, you know, that He gave us another opportunity, another day to surrender in the sankirtan mission. You should not take it as granted, you know, or take it as, you know, a must,
a burden,
you know. It's actually grace, you know, it's a mercy to go out. Everybody who cannot go out is maybe stopped, you know, they're lament now. They always think back, you know, oh, how nice it was in the Radha Damodar. No, I was also the Radha Damodar devotee, you know. I was the leader of the party, you know. So this way, you know, devotees will think back, you know. I was also in the Radha Dhamma. Oh, how was it nice, you know, when we were in the Radha Dhamma. Then I was it was by that time, you know. I was brahmachari. Now we have, you know, I have 2 kids. I have a carly job, you know. I have to do this and that, you know. Now it's just frustrating, you know. Nothing like anything, you know. How nice was it this time, you know, 1976, when I was in the Radha Damodar time. It was the good old time, you know, Frank. And then they tell the stories, you know, the leelas they had from the Radha Damodar. So everybody liked this time, you know, when they actually by a brahmachari went on the Radha Damodar, went on Sankirtan. Never forget that. You can forget everything else, even in the time of that, you know. These devotees will do Sankirtan. Everything else they will forget, but Sankirtan they will think about it. But you see, all the devotees now, this one devotee, Buddhi Manta, is practically dying now in Vrindavan. But the only thing that he can remember, you know, is Sankirtan. Book distribution. How he was in the Radha Damodar, how he distributed his first books, you know, in the gas station. Yeah, I think he was the one.
Was it him?
I'm not sure. Huh?
Yeah.
The gas station marathon. He came actually on the idea, you know, why we don't...
Discovered.
He discovered the marathon practice and how to distribute books in marathon. He paid the gas station, you know, for the gas, you know, with books. So then they realized actually we can distribute books. Nobody thought we can distribute books. So he was the one. He was the one. So that they never forget.
That's what I wonder. I always hear stories that you're talking about the devotees are, I don't know who didn't say anything and stuff,
right?
I
wish I could
go back to them. But how come they didn't stay in that fire? Not that they left
the
Goshal service, but they're, you know, like you were saying,
entangled
in
household life.
Why didn't they just
stay? I will ask the same question in 5 years. Or 10 years. Maybe? Why? Because he stopped. Maybe he had some other service to do, that's all. I mean, it's authorized, you know, he had some other service. He cannot make it anymore, that either bodily becomes too weak, or too weak with the body, or could not make it anymore, his mind was too heavy. Then it's better, you know, you change your service onto something else. Then you follow Maya out there. So therefore maybe then they change the service to some other service. Or then there's like this, maybe we need a new temple president, or the best Sankirtan leaders, you know, the best Sankirtan devotees there. So those who are actually do Sankirtan, they can also become good in other services.
So like in our zone, you know, there's mostly North European zones that Sankirtan leaders became temple residents. So they have to give up practical Sankirtan, you know, to go out themselves. You know. But now their business is to buy others and organize, you know, that everybody else can go on Sankirtan. That's also nice. That's even better, Prabhupada saying. Organize Sankirtan, it's even better. Facilitate that others can go out and go on Sankirtan. But when the church stopped, you know, then followed Maya, or I don't know, so many things happen, you know, but in individual cases, that can happen, you know.
The brush has five children.
Yeah. On the way. You go there already? Yeah. Yeah. Is he on temple project right now? You know, he collects temple project. Cannot be to do both anymore. He made the disciple. And then many will come back, you know. They will realize, oops, you know, that's a lie. Even they cannot do like before, you know, but somehow they take part in it again. After all, I also see, you know, you have to have a simplicity. From Sankirtan. And you think, you know, you have many good other qualities, you know, what you have, you know, that you can also engage in Krishna service. Then it's mostly a problem, hindrance in Sankirtan for the whole life, you know. But then you have the simplicity, and you see you cannot do something else than that. That's the only service you actually can do. That's, then you stay, you know. Cannot change, you know, what else is to do, you know? What else can I do? So as long as you don't have this realization, what else, you know, then you cannot sing. Then you will change, think, you know, I have to run expert cook and expert preacher, I should just listen to books, I want to do more. So then do it. Cannot do it artificially, you know, go out and put physical books. In the end, it's mercy that they can keep going. It's a mercy in the end. Right? So it's not bad when you change, and when you still, when you do something nice for Krishna, and still go out sometimes and read the books, or serve the books, come out, and can you come to read it? Or preach that people will understand the books, and give sometimes the book to them, that's also nice. We need so many things to spread Krishna consciousness. Not everybody can go out and teach the books. We need so many other things also. Has to be a little bit, although it's not our nature, but really it has to be your nature to go out, meet people, you know, speak with them. You have to have the simplicity to just speak enough to have to take a book, you know. Be satisfied, you know, that the people get Prabhupada, you know, they can read Prabhupada. You know, the association of Prabhupada. It's a question of realization and simplicity and mercy. Well, I have to stop, huh?
Only one who's empowered by Lord Chaitanya can spread the Sankirtan movement. You have to become empowered by your sincerity. Simple for the straight, complicated for the crooked. If you think that what you're saying is more important than what's in the book, then you're an illusion. because we can't explain the absolute truth. We can only deliver. And Prabhupada said it's just like a postman. He delivers the letter and the content's not unchanged. So the other thing is the purity with which you follow determines the potency. One is the postman. So if you follow strictly, then you have more potency. And it's not that you can't explain the philosophy, but I know I remember from when I write a distribution that you have to keep in mind the goal is not that you're going to make this person a devotee on the spot, but you're going to give them the association of your spiritual master who made you a devotee. And that association is in the literature. And that association will get them to be able to make spiritual master. We don't make anybody Krishna conscious. Only by our exercise of free will we can try to be Krishna conscious ourselves, but we have to realize that Prabhupada is the one who's come to inspire them. Not that we're impotent, though, you know, but that potency, whatever we have, is only from him by his mercy. And we just have to be instrument to deliver it. And you connect him up with the disciple succession and they'll change their life.
Yeah.
So, what else can you say?
Support that. Therefore the temple is here just to support them. Book distribution, you know? And the people can read the books, you know, and can read the books. But then they have the temple. It's a training camp, you know, and then there are the soldiers that are outside, you know, the printed people, you know. And like Hare Krishna Maharaj was described very nicely in his poem to Prabhupada, you know, passing out the house, I think.
The hooks,
you know, to catch the fish, you know.
Mm.
His books are like hooks, you know. Catch the fish, you know, bring them to the Krishna, you know, the lotus feet, the Krishna and Prabhupada. They're like a type of fishermen, you know. Distributing all these small hooks in form of Prabhupada's books. And catch them when they arrive, you know, and they bite, you know, and they bring them to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Then they learn, they train them up, you know, how to lift the foot. That's all. And that's it. It's very simple. Like I said, simple for the simple mind, complicated for complicated mind. Crooked mind. Alright, let's just stop.
From this month. So this one of Vihar Prabhu distributed to 11 magazines, 77 small books, 21 big books, 7 28 big books and
24. Yeah, but also, I learning how you have to do it in the future, you know.
Mm-hmm.